We had a very unique experience last night watching multiple highly leveraged games with all of our friends here at the radio station. I don't know if it'll ever happen again, right? Like,
yeah.
Odds are, I mean, the Mavs and Stars have not made it to round two in 20-some-odd years together, and the odds that they play another game like that and we have a scenario like that, odds are pretty high.
No, it was a singular moment.
It's like the eclipse.
Yeah.
When we had
you
to share
that weird.
Eclipse.
The eclipse.
But you have to share it with your loved ones.
You do.
You know, make sure you're there together, because what if this never happens again?
Right. So we're watching it. We're having fun. We're nervous. We're listening to Donovan just go off the entire game. But it was known throughout the encampment, if you will, that whenever the Stars game did end, that we, the Campounders, were going to do the postgame show, typically manned by Bruce Levine and Owen Newkirk. This time, they gave the reins to us. But...
controversial.
Very. They told Bob, or Bob was told by the powers that be, you're in control of this.
Yes, they had the hockey stick to each of my shoulders and to the top of my head to let me know.
You're the only one who can be trusted.
To which we all found that to be very fun and funny at the same time, that he had been given a leadership role within this chaos.
Yeah, because you know what? The troops here, they'll all fall in behind me. Like, they'll totally... like, if Bob takes the lead, everybody will just kind of... they just don't want to let him down in a hockey moment. So this
yeah.
This is very important to everybody to just be part... a cog in the machine.
It's late as hell. We've been having a good time for a long time.
Nobody could pass a single test out here.
We all run out here. We put on our headset. And that was the other thing. It was like, I mean, when the game was over, our game was on. Like, let's go. We got to do this right now. And so we all come out here. You remember how cold it was out here when we walked out?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Dude, it was freezing out here.
No doubt.
And away we went. And so if you missed it last night, hopefully you've heard a little bit throughout the day, but here is a good fun time montage to let you know how things transpired whenever 10 guys put the headset on with Razor, with Josh, and this is how it sounded.
1310 The Tick.
Where's the theme song? Hey, Planet Bob.
Don't get in a fight. The first segment.
We'll do it in the next segment.
We're off to a rocky start.
Game two. All right, everybody, come to order for crying out loud. Let us start the freaking show.
I'm
right here for you, Bob.
Round two is now all squared. Huge night from Miro, and Otter did a pretty nice job for most of the night. Before chaos
before
hit.
Before imploding, and then all hell broke loose.
Sagan getting
we were all about to die.
Finally is nice.
5-3, who wants to go? One at a time, please.
It's a big night for P.J. Washington.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, how about Tim Hardaway Jr.?
The wrong sport.
Tim Hardaway Jr., bro. Still can't get a break.
No. It was very tense at the end.
We're going to have such quick hooks on microphones.
I swear.
There will be a yellow card and then a straight red. We'll be down to like three people here.
He started it.
It was another bow buster. Right, Razor?
Not tonight. Well, actually, Jamie's was.
That was
more a bicuspid rattler.
Okay, we pose the hypothetical to Craig.
Okay, we're already doing hypothetical.
We have a bunch of them.
They just won a huge hockey game.
Wait a minute. Do you guys think if you put Craig out there for one shift, and in the one shift he took that hit from Jamie Benn, could he survive?
No, he'd be in a coffin, probably.
But Taze just needs to keep his head up. That was legal.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah, after review, perfectly legal. Hey, it's full contact. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs, for crying out loud.
Yeah, let's not put skirts on.
You should have heard Sturm over here.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be a major.
Oh, dude, he would throw him out of the league. That's
it. No more.
We don't have to make stuff up.
This hurts his Hall of Fame chances.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's worrisome, right? Like,
Yes.
You can't expect them to be as undisciplined and sloppy as they were to build your lead tonight. And
sounds
they,
like my first wife.
They're
okay.
Okay.
All right. This surmountable. The
Nils Lundqvist.
Yeah, we were rooting for him in the compound. We were like, man, he's having a really good game.
It was still 5 minutes, but his 5 minutes in this game, far more impactful, and what a beauty of an apple on the goal there to, let's see, was that Miro? Yeah, that was Miro.
Heck yeah, it was Miro.
Or was it?
Right. Was it P.J. Washington, Donovan?
No, yeah, that was the hits.
It was Tim Hardaway.
It was a fan.
Yeah,
no,
it was a hit.
It was a guy from Finland, so you nailed that.
Guys, a lot of sports tonight. I'm very sorry.
And it was not. Look.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at that.
He's a pro.
He's a
pro.
Setup. That was and a, I've had a lot of it, Razor. A lot.
Well, I know your contract
says. I'm like freaking Geppetto over here right now, making you guys do and dance whatever I want.
Geppetto.
Dude, Val's a problem.
I'm a real boy.
So can you guys get away with going to the strip club tonight, or did you tell your wives you were going home?
Hey, just tell them it was double overtime.
Yeah. Just stay at the ring.
They'll never
That's
know.
All. Yeah, they'll never know. They're not watching.
Is that where the compound
How
is?
How did they win by two if it was in overtime?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a long over 16 overtime goals.
If we lose the Stars contract next year, this will be the reason why. Right here. Just 10 minutes.
It might.
Right here.
All right, well, we love you guys.
Oh, Joshy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Just Love ignore the text that I sent you. Don't worry about it. I have all my answers right now.
All right, I'll check it. Also, guys, Tiffany came by the booth and said hi to Corby and only Corby.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, take that, Matt.
Damn it.
Still sucks.
Damn it.
See you in a few hours, musers.
Take that.
Thanks, boys.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Bye, Razor.
You guys,
bye, guys. Bye, Razor.
Love you, Josh.
Love you.
Bye,
love you, Josh. Bye, Josh. Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, my
gosh.
I love you, Razor.
Razor.
Wash your hands.
I love you, Miro.
Wash your hands.
Josh,
brush your teeth.
Everyone
get
says
some. Get to bed.
Everyone says goodbye.
Bye, Tyler Sagan.
To the arena.
I have a gay butt.
What?
My favorite description on Twitter of what's just happened.
What?
He's a super gay ass bunch.
No wonder. I knew when I looked at you.
Is the post-game show right now sounds like Bob is a sober driver trying to get the gang's order. It's the Taco Bell drive-thru.
No. Brito Supreme. Brito Supreme. No,
I don't want sour cream.
Hey,
what's
no.
The new taco?
No.
The new taco.
Just get a party pack.
Order a Big Mac.
Just get one of the party packs.
They brought the Mexican pizza back for a reason, guys.
No tomatoes, Bob. No tomatoes on mine.
Well, does this place have Mexi dips and chips?
Do they have the purple Baja Blast?
Oh. I want a double decker.
If you're joining us tonight on NHL.com or across the
Hey, everybody.
On Sirius, perhaps. I hope you're enjoying the post-game show.
And if you're joining us from Denver, you suck. You got your ass kicked.
Where the Stars won game 2, 5-3.
Oh, my God.
That was all from the first segment of postgame. It went on like 45 more minutes after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to give Donovan your favorite moments of the last 45 minutes that we didn't play? Just a thumbnail description of what you remember from that?
Yeah, nothing. No clue what was said.
Would you like some listener feedback?
Yes, I would.
Now, I'm told here, not a P1 in the label.
Okay.
So just a hockey enthusiast.
Okay.
To whom it may concern.
Oh, no!
I was displeased with the Dallas Stars postgame report on my drive home last night after watching the game. Normally, the report is a great way to get a nice catch-up on what I may have missed at the game. But the crew doing the report last night, May 9th, were obviously not very interested in reporting about the game and instead wanted to joke around.
Oh, no.
When they did say anything about the actual game, the information was incorrect. I regularly listen to the ticket, but after last night's broadcast, I'm having some second thoughts.
Oh.
Respectfully, frustrated listener.
Bruce Levine.
Well, I would also concur that Owen and Bruce do a fantastic job and should never be postponed for that nonsense again in a playoff game.
Well, the funniest part to me was the dismount.
Yeah, we need to play the ender, because that was the montage, like you said, was just from the first segment. We then had three more segments after that, and then Bob finally pulled the plug.
Of Bob herding drunken cats.
When Donnie had the ender.
Well, let's listen to that when we come back, and we will award the Campound MVP next.